Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Alvarez pleads not guilty to vehicular homicide. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Nicholas Alvarez, 37, was arraigned in the Campbell County Courthouse on Tuesday afternoon with District Court Judge John Perry presiding. Alvarez appeared in court via video with a cast on his arm, where he entered into his plea of not guilty. Alvarez is charged with one felony count of aggravated vehicular homicide for the death of Aaron Foster, a misdemeanor open container in a motor vehicle charge, and misdemeanor possession of a controlled substance, marijuana. On November 9th, deputies responded to the two-vehicle accident on Highway 59 and found a white box truck driven by Alvarez in the southbound lane with heavy front-end damage. The Ford F-150 driven by Aaron Foster was in the ditch on the east side of the highway approximately 150 yards away. Wyoming Highway Patrol troopers who responded to the incident said that Foster was pronounced dead at the scene. Alvarez had to be extracted from his vehicle by the Campbell County firefighters and was transported to the hospitals for his injuries. While investigating the box truck, troopers found several empty Keystone Light tall boy style beer cans, as well as unopened cans and three marijuana joints. He admitted to law enforcement he had one beer before driving. At the conclusion of the investigation, Alvarez was formally charged. A court date for his trial has yet to be set, and Judge Stuart Healy will be presiding over the case. Alvarez faces up to 20 years in prison if convicted of aggravated vehicular homicide. Dogs allegedly caused damage to a chicken coop at a residence on several occasions. In the early morning hours on Tuesday, Gillette police officers responded to Chancery Lane for an animal nuisance report. A 40-year-old man told officers he believed a husky and a golden retriever had been harassing his chickens and had damaged his coop. He explained it had been an ongoing issue for the last month. The observed damage to the chicken coop was around $200. The man knew the address of the owner of the dogs, and officers went to the residence on Parr Drive. They spoke with the owner, a 39-year-old man, and determined the dogs did belong to him. After a short interview, officers cited the man for animal nuisance and turned it over for investigation. For more news and information, visit BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.